The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. The Glen Allen area experienced a minor earthquake late Monday night. According to WRIC, the U.S. Geological Survey recorded a 2.1 magnitude quake at 10:46 p.m. Portions of Henrico and Hanover counties, as well as the city of Richmond, had reports of shaking. If you feel the effects from a possible earthquake, like ground shaking or moving structures, you can report it to the U.S. Geological Survey at earthquake.usgs.gov. Virginia is one of only a handful of states with a governor who can amend legislation. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil tells us how Governor Glenn Youngkin did.
Youngkin had already vetoed a record number of bills and proposed an unprecedented number of changes to the budget. And when it came to amending legislation, he took an active approach too. In some cases, Youngkin totally swapped out what the legislature passed for his own bill text. One would have had Virginia follow a pair of U.S. Supreme Court cases on contraceptive access. The bill's Democrat sponsors say that guts the legislation and would make it more suggestion than law. On skill games, the governor is asking the General Assembly to switch out all but one line of a 27-page bill. His rewrite is a lot less permissive on the games, which resemble slot machines. Youngkin also wants to require a study before a vote next year on other topics, like how the state interacts with racist imagery from the Confederacy and how immigrants are referenced in state law. The General Assembly will consider these proposals on April 17th. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed a bill that would carve out funds for towns under local plastic bag taxes. Cities and counties can opt into the 5-cent per bag tax as a way to generate environmental cleanup and education funds, and towns receive none of that money. Youngkin argues that the tax doesn't reduce littering and that redirecting revenues to towns may, quote, encourage governmental reliance on these taxes. Delegate Marty Martinez of Loudoun County disputes his reasoning.
This would not be something that a town would rely on, but more to augment what they're already trying to do when it comes to outreach on environmental concerns.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Virginia has 190 towns, 7 of which are in Loudoun. Martinez, a Democrat, says he will resubmit the bill next year. Orange County's fire marshal is investigating a Monday night fire at James Madison's Montpelier Estate. The fire appears to have damaged the on-site archaeology lab, according to a press release from the property's foundation. The National Historic Landmark was the Madison family's plantation house. Damage is still being assessed, and Montpelier remains open to the public under normal operating conditions at this time. No one was injured, and the fire's cause remains under investigation. Virginia moonshine lovers now have something to toast. That's because Franklin County beat out its nearby rival, North Carolina's Wilkes County, in a friendly debate over who can take the moonshine crown. Held during a 3-day event in Martinsville for NASCAR Speed Week, the idea came about after one event organizer heard Wilkes County described as the moonshine capital, according to Cardinal News. Participants included Warwick Scott. He's the grandson of NASCAR racer Wendell Scott, the sport's first black driver and the subject of the movie Greased Lightning. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.